19. Liberal arts education. Han Mei Mei and Li Lei are still on the phone, talking about Harvard's way of education. Li, a question shot to my brain just now, but I forgot it soon after you began to pour out your complaints.
Aren't you a little too young for menopause?
What?
Han, I confess I have a notoriously dry sense of humor.
We're a million miles away from the point.
Fine, let's get back on track. Do you remember your question now?
Yes. Are you still learning history in university? Isn't it a subject in high school? Universities are supposed to train specialized talents.
We have a field of concentration, but it's not enough. You know what? Harvard has been promoting the development of liberal arts education.
What's that?
An education whose aim is to cultivate people with balanced personalities. As the new Harvard president, Faust, said, a university is not about results in the next quarter. It is not even about who a student has become by graduation. It is about learning that molds a lifetime, learning that transmits the heritage of millennia, learning that shapes the future.
Wow, your memory is amazing.
These words are frequently cited.
They're really illuminating.
So at Harvard, we have to learn many courses that cover a variety of fields.
That's quite necessary. If we only specialize in one field, our horizons will become more and more narrow.
You bet. So Harvard offers an education that prepares students not for a career or something, but for their whole life.
I think a lot of American colleges pay much attention to such a liberal education.
Right. Every year, a criteria for ranking schools is liberal arts college. Students who graduate from liberal arts colleges are like hotcakes, for which most famous graduate schools battle.
Really?
Of course. It is a liberal education that ensures the high qualified education of most colleges and graduate schools.
I've heard a lot of stories telling that some students in China are not be admitted by any university, but they are enrolled by famous colleges in the U.S.
A Harvard education is not to produce bookworms, but a real person. Moreover, a Harvard education aims to produce useful people for society. Therefore, in addition to the various subjects we learn at school, we are encouraged to go out of school and participate in social activities and social services.
What do you often do?
Such as going to the nursing home to tend elderly people, nursing patients at hospitals, helping new immigrants with immigration laws, or even being assistants of congressmen and senators.
But didn't you say that Harvard worships truth rather than utility very much?
The purpose of these activities or services is to cultivate students' sense of responsibility, to let them know that they're from society and have to go back to society. In China, we also advocate serving people, but we seldom put it into practice.
That's ironic. I thought American people are selfish. It only turns out that I was wrong.
We are often informed that some Chinese teenagers win the gold or silver medals in some international mathematics competitions. Where are they when they grow up? Do they become great scientists?
You hit the nail on the head. Some students are only trained to be memory machines, but when they grow up, they'll find they can hardly blend into society.
That's why liberal education is so important.